Hey everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin, Jacko, and Danny. This episode is going to be a little different from what you're used to. On this episode, we kind of figured that there are some of you out there who probably don't know who we are and might make it a better experience for you to actually know who's talking, interviewing all these celebrities and stuff like that, right? So you're going to get to know us a little bit. Jacko, what can they expect from this episode?
I think you can expect the unexpected because it's something that totally none of us expected. You can expect it is very meta. I think you could expect a lot of great things because, you know, when we just get together and just talk, good things happen. So I think you're going to enjoy that. Danny?
On today's episode, I shall reveal my arch nemesis back in college who ended up becoming my best friend. So tune in.
That's like a spoiler. That's like a trailer that already gave away the story. might as well say who it is. But yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
And with that, enjoy the episode. Hey, everybody, and welcome to On Call with Justin,
Jacko,
and Danny.
Who's about to do that beatbox intro that you like so much?
On Call. With Justin, Jacko, and Danny.
You shouldn't be coughing, though, in public. Unless you have a mask.
Definitely not.
But even if you have a mask, you should probably try not to cough. You know what I mean?
Or not even go out of your house.
Yeah, if you can. It's hard. It's hard. But anyway, welcome to On Call. Yes, Jaffa, you're saying.
No. Welcome to On Call. I was just going to say, like, I saw this thing wherein, like, there's a huge percent of people that when they were sick, or when they felt they were sick, they still went out. You know what I mean? Like, they didn't quarantine. Not quarantine, but they still went out. And I also saw, like, a huge number of people. It's not even in the Philippines. It's, like, a different country. But, I mean, you know, imagine. There's a huge number of people that even when they've been tested, so right after they were tested, they still didn't self-quarantine themselves, you know, at home.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's saying a lot. Although, also, another thing that I read was the Philippines is, I think, the number one country that actually wears masks.
That's good.
I don't have sources at the moment. Obviously, I just thought about it.
We'll take your word for it. Yeah, interesting way to start the show, Jacko. Thank you.
I know. I'm sorry. I am. Okay, so I'll give you a quick snippet of why.
What?
So I had green tea, right? Because obviously it is something that I learned from Danny, actually. And he's like, green tea has, like, was it caffeine or something like that?
Yeah, caffeine and fat-burning properties.
Yeah. And you know how, like, I hate wasting stuff. So with coffee, it's kind of like, you know, you make your mix, it's done, right? And I usually do it by, I have the drip coffee. So, when that's out, that's out. With tea, it's kind of like the tea bag is just there, right? So as long as I have water, as long as it's hot, as long as you're making tea, you just keep drinking it. And I don't know, I just feel a little bit more wired than relaxed.
Oh, it's caffeine overload.
Yeah. And I had two brownies right before this.
Fun. So you're in a good mood then.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. I got my coffee over here. Actually, today was a pretty tiring day for Jacko and I. We hosted Creator Camp Live with YouTube and Smart and Irwan Yusuf. So that's why this is exactly the same set. Like, I had to match up to Irwan's setup just a little bit. Just a little bit, you know? Because that guy is just like, he's a machine, you know what I mean? With quality and stuff like that. So after that, I made myself a little ham sandwich. And that was my first meal of the day. And I made myself some coffee. And I put extra sugar in this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, to answer Danny's question, like, his setup is crazy that me and Justin really spent time to really upgrade ours right before the show. Because you gotta level up, you know, like, you gotta level up to the people that you're interviewing. And that's what I've learned. Like, if you're interviewing someone who's obviously gonna be very formal or all that, like, you gotta keep, as a host, you have a certain job, right? And your job is to really make that person better, right? So, and to showcase that person. So you have to at least level up to a certain point that you can kind of match. I don't know. Justin's the host expert on our group. But yeah, I thought we needed to level up. So I switched to, like, a good background, you know, in my messy home.
It's good. I'm very, 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 very happy that you chose that background, to be honest.
Right? I was like, if I turn my computer left or right, it's probably the messiest house you're ever going to see. But I found, like, a wall.
Same, bro.
Right? Right? Yeah.
You think it's all neat? There's like this freaking plant here and stuff. Oh, yeah. You don't want to see the socks on the floor over there and the, and the random paper, you know, the receipt here and there, whatever it is.
Well, I have to say, at least my setup is pretty like, I mean, it's a plain wall, but even if I turned around, like, I'm pretty confident
that Nux.
Place is pretty clean.
Yeah. And you just had it clean too.
Yeah, Lucian. I did.
I'm so jealous.
Maintaining it.
I know. I am jealous of like very clean homes, to be honest.
I'm so jealous.
Very, very jealous. Yeah.
I know.
Because you know what? Like the cleanliness of your surroundings affects you and the cleanliness of like the clutter in your mind.
Yeah.
Because when you see clutter, it also makes you feel.
My mind is, as you've seen in the opening, my mind is as cluttered as my house.
My mind's telling me no.
But my body. You know where I first ever heard that song?
Where?
Sky James. You know James from Green Giant FM's.
James Gutierrez.
James, yeah. The first time I ever heard that song was we were on a bus trip, like a field trip. Right, and he played it. I was like, "Wow, that's a really interesting song." Like, I think I still have the video for that. Like,
I'm sure he was dancing and gyrating and slow gyrating and stuff.
Yes,
of course. You can't not if you sing that song, right? So now we know that about Danny and his special connection to that song. For those of you who are wondering, ano ba yung point ng episode na to? We're getting to it. You know, we realized that like in the past, in all of our episodes, actually, we've always featured artistas, you know, celebrities, really important people and stuff like that. And we figured, you know, it's also highly likely that you don't know who we are. We're actually celebrities. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. No.
Speaking of level up, right? Yung guest namin today, level up talaga.
Oh.
Okay.
Wow. Sino mga guest natin today?
Ah, si Jaco De Leon.
Jaco De Leon? Si Jaco. Pare.
Di mo ba kilala yun?
Ay, alam ko yung pangalan niya na. May recall yun, pare.
Meron pa.
Sino pa?
Oh, si Justin Carino.
Ay, si JQ? Ay, di pa si JQ? Talaga?
Grabe.
Ay, yung pinaka.
Oh.
Pinaka-famous.
Pinaka sa lahat. Sikat. Yung pinaka-maraming followers sa Instagram.
Wow.
Correct. Sino?
Si Danny Moini.
Uy, grabe.
Yun, ano?
Ano ka lang? Grabe. Superstar lineup, no? But in all seriousness, like, you know, we started this podcast so we could talk. And then we ended up just talking about what everyone else wanted to talk about. Well, I guess, you know, it was still what we want to talk about. But like, we figured that like, especially in like, let's say like a YouTube career or something, you're always going to find a video in the series that's like, oh, this is for us. This is so you and I can just get to know each other. And then, of course, back to regular programming in the next couple episodes and stuff like that, right? So today, we figured we would have ourselves on the show. Maybe call one or two people. We'll see about that. But Danny has made some mechanics. What are the mechanics for our discussion today, Daniel? Right.
So originally, behind the scenes, whenever we have a guest, we kind of prepare questions like that we want to personally know or what we're curious about with whoever we're bringing on, right? So for today, we were like, why don't we treat ourselves as guests and prepare questions?
We're so beautiful. Look at this. Yeah. He's so glamorous.
Like, what would I want to know about Justin, which is probably very difficult, and what would I want to know about Jaco, right?
Yeah.
And then, while I was thinking of questions, sakto, like, I remembered I purchased this card game, which is proudly actually Filipino-made. It's called So. Dot, dot, that.
So, yeah. Ellipses. Okay.
So, all of the questions in this card game is basically 52 cards full of deep questions. It says, a collection of questions for deeper discussion.
Ooh.
And all of the questions start with, so, and then you say the question, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yun. Like, I'll read the back. Many people crave great conversations, but few know how to start one.
Yeah.
A good conversation can be a tiny spark that ignites a forest fire of thoughts.
Wildfire. Okay, oh, yeah. I think that would be very interesting. I'm super down for that. But I think let's also do something before that, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just take, for example, let's just say that the people who are listening to this right now, it's their first episode with us, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't know who we are. They only know what we sound like. And they're thinking to themselves, is this a podcast I would like to stay and tune into? So with that, let's take some time to introduce ourselves, okay? I guess I'll start. Hi, I'm Justin Quirino. Hi, how you doing? Hi, yeah, hello. I got the sound effects and stuff over here. I have the board. I'm the one who does this. Hey, that's me. So I have access to all of our podcast equipment here before the pandemic happened, right? I'm a host. I guess my biggest claim to fame is I was a radio DJ for about 5-6 years. And so I've been a host practically all my life. And I've known these guys in different parts of my life. And somehow, you know, we put this together. Yeah, so radio, I was on TV commercials and stuff. And that's how I know Will. Will and I did a commercial together before, and that's how I ended up working with Jacko, is because of that. What else? I'm currently living alone in this condo of mine. So that's why if you check my Instagram, you will see videos of me washing my own dishes and playing song requests, because that's what DJs do. That's just what DJs do, right? And there. So I hope you like what you hear from us. Jacko, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners, Jacko?
All right, well, I'm Jacko De Leon, and I need no introduction.
Level up!
Malakas!
Just kidding. So I'm Jacko De Leon. I've been a content creator for 12 years. Wow, I'm old. No, I've been doing content, you know, since I got out of college. I started on TV, actually, but then I realized, you know, there's so much politics going on TV, and I wanted to do my own thing. So I created Paperbug TV on YouTube. I discovered YouTube was such a great platform to just create. And so I started investing in that. We started a character, actually started on television, but we created a character called Bogart the Explorer. So if you guys have seen, you know, Oi Mate, Bogart the Explorer.
Bogart?
City. Yeah, that's me. No, just kidding. No. That's a guy. He's played by Marco Ho, who, you know, we should have on the show one day.
Yeah.
He's a great story because he was our PA and then he became our talent and then he became pretty much the driving force for the whole thing. And so for now, we've going on 10 years, we've been doing YouTube. And within that time, I've become a mentor to several YouTubers. And one of those guys happened to be Will Dasevich, who, you know, on his own, we just kind of, it's a whole different story, which we could tell in another day. But because of that, I was open to the doors of, you know, management and trying to work with other things, you know, other than producing, right? And because of that, it's like the game we play. We play this game that we'll do it in the show maybe today. I don't know. And because of that, I got to work closely with other vloggers because we pretty much started vlogging in the Philippines as we know it. And that ended with me being on cam as well, like being comfortable with you know, being in front of a camera or being the guy, you know, not the one behind the scenes. And yeah, what else do I do? I do a lot of things. I wear many hats. But today I am a host here on Call, and I'm happy to be doing this. I'm a new dad. Thank you. I'm trying to learn how to become a dad during this whole pandemic, and it's great. And to me, that's who I am right now. Right? I'm a dad.
Happens
to do a bunch of stuff.
So, you got the dad jokes.
They're just jokes now.
They're just jokes to you now. Yeah.
They're just jokes. I love creating. I'm one of those people that I just love finding things that are new. Mm. You know, I love discovering stuff. I'm one of those people that when it gets old, I'm like, you know what? I need to do something new. I need to find something new. And then I go back to the old things because I like making old things new again. You know, so it's just that kind of mentality for me. And as I said, I'm super hyper. Making old passions new again. Mm. You know, like I love revisiting old passions.
BBTF, bring back the flame.
Yeah, yon. So yeah, so in a nutshell, I do so many things. So I usually say I'm the Jacko of all trades and the master Jacko of some.
Mm.
Yeah, and the master of some, because I'm not, it's not like I never mastered any of them. You know, I do good in some more than the other. So yeah.
Do you know how that line actually goes, the complete line? Because people usually stop there. Eh?
So no, it's jack of all trades, master of none, or what are you going to say?
Better than a master of one.
Oh, okay. So it makes it better naman pala.
Yeah.
Actually, that's actually good.
When I heard the whole thing, really? I'm like, wow, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the better part makes it good, but you also have to realize, you know, it's either you're a specialist or a generalist. And they're two separate things, right?
Yeah.
So I love saying jack of all trades, master of some. Mm. That means you're better than master of none and better than master of one. right?
So you're a Jedi master.
Yeah, I'm a Jaffa master. So I mean, if you haven't seen any of my work, you probably have. You just don't know. You just don't know that's me behind that. But anyway, let me introduce this guy who pretty much, you know, when this whole thing started, it was me and Justin. And then one day, I get a call, right? I get a call from Justin. And then there was another person on the line. It was Danny. They were using the call feature on our board. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is the most amazing thing that has ever happened. I mean, given we were in, I think we were in quarantine already by that.
Not yet, bro. When we called you, that no. That was like maybe like 3-4 months before lockdown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, wait. No, that's right. Because we did record it on.
We did 2 episodes pa nga.
Correct. Sorry, let me backtrack. So then they called me and I was like, this is the most amazing thing, because I was just super bored at that time. And I was like, I've never had so much fun in 15 minutes talking to them about like, wow, this is a thing that we could do, you know, like. And yeah, so ladies and gentlemen, Danny Moynihan.
Hey. Thank you. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. So my name is Daniel Moynihan. I am the CJ of the group. Which basically, if you haven't seen our episode on magic, the CJ is the saling kitkit, apparently. So I am the saling kitkit of On Call, as you can see. That's how we met, yeah. And I'm honored to be part of the show. I'm usually the guy who's just smiling at everyone talking and then occasionally have my little jabs here and there. When people ask me, like, who are you ba and what do you do? Like, I find that the most difficult question to answer. So I usually just go with my standard. I'm an entrepreneur by day and I'm an entertainer by night. Yeah. So like at daytime, I try to, you know, be an inspirational speaker, a motivator. You know, I try to do business, whatever I can do to make money. In the night, I am a beatboxer or more professionally called vocal percussionist.
Vocal percussionist?
Dami mo naman boke. Hindi ka naman vocal eh.
Hindi, you pressed some button on an app. That's why I did that eh.
I was the one who did our intro. So basically that whatever you hear.
Ito? Before and after. Yun?
Yes.
Kala ko live yun. Wow, my dreams are shattered. This is like, you're shattering my...
So yeah, so I'm a professional vocal percussionist as well as a lifestyle events promoter as well for clubs and events as well. Yeah, a musician of sorts and a dancer. Well, I used to be more active, but I want to start getting back into dancing as well. So yeah, I guess my weight loss will help me now be more active in the dance world again. But yeah, that's basically the stuff that keep me busy, the stuff that I do. And of course, here on call, like I know Justin because we went to college together, like we were classmates. He was the popular kid, the guy who always wore the jock jacket, you know, around campus. But basically it was like the ano yung tawag doon, yung Santo Gun jacket.
Yeah, it was a political party jacket, because there are only two political parties in DLSU, right? So right. And I was really active in college. I was really active in student council, student government.
And my impression of him was like, oh, he's the popular kid that, you know, everyone like he's basically the jock. So I secretly
political
didn't like
jock.
Yeah. Without playing sports, he's like that.
I secretly did not like the guy. Like, it's
really?
Like, this guy stands for everything I oppose. Like
the government?
Not really. It's the more government? Like you were around all of the popular kids in school, right? Basically. And I was always like with all the weirdos, right? And then I was like, okay, so this guy...
I mean, you were just with the...
Eccentrics.
Eccentrics.
So yeah, so I don't know if Justin and I have ever told you this, and I guess that's the point of
the episode. It's not a secret anymore.
I guess that's the point of the episode. So basically, like, for the longest time, I didn't like the guy, right? And I was just like...
Like how long?
This guy...
Like
this
how
guy
many
is,
months?
Until now. Until
before,
now, apparently.
Before I knew you, right?
Yeah, so like...
I'll get to that. But basically, I didn't like you. And then you would be like always doing parties, always drinking and all of these
things.
And back then, right? I was super like holy. I would be the type to do Bible studies back in high school and all of this. And then the lifestyle that I saw Justin living was for me like... I was such a judger back then, to be honest. I was like, this guy's such a sinner. Like, you know, you know, like, I will never associate myself with this kind of persona. Right. And then one day, twist of fate, right? I'm enrolling in this cafe we have at school because we get to enroll online, right? Yeah. And I'm late for enrollment, as usual, right? So I'm there, like, I'm trying to struggle to get... And for all of the people who went to La Salle, you know the struggle, right? Like, the slots are limited for the classes. And if you don't get into that slot, you're going to go into a terror professor. And you're pretty much sure to fail. So you don't want to get into that slot. And then in walks, lo and behold, Mr. JQ, Justin Carino, in his jock jacket, right? Also rushing to the laptop next to me. Basically, he gets on the computer and I'm like, oh my God, my day, right? How much worse could my day get? Like, I'm already late for enrollment.
Wow.
And this freaking popular kid's next to me, diba? Like, what the hell? So I'm just like focusing on that. And then I forgot how the conversation started. But I was just like late also enrolling, I think. I was like, and you're like, yeah. And then what class are you enrolling? Parang ganon. And then we showed each other our monitors. And we were enrolling for the exact same class at that exact same moment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diba? And I was like, what? God talaga eh. To quote Paolo Valenciano, diba?
From our first of the reboot episodes.
Yeah.
God talaga, you're so funny. So yun. So we ended up enrolling in the same class, right? And on day one, we ended up seatmates. Like, what are the odds of that? Yeah. And I was sitting next to him and I was like, okay, maybe this guy isn't that bad. You know what I mean? And then his bag was open during one of our classes one day. I don't think I've ever told you this, but in his bag, like, I was just doing my thing and then I nasilip ko yung bag niya. There was a Bible in his bag.
Mm.
And I was like so confused. I was like, what?
Yeah.
This guy reads the Bible? Like, no way. Like, no freaking way. Like, that's not how I know the guy, you know? And then, so I tapped him and I was like, hey, is that a Bible? And then he was like,
oh, yeah, what's it to you? Huh? Bakit? I can't read the Bible?
So he was like, yeah, yeah, I go to ganito ganyan. I go to, was it CCF at the time? Or Victory,
yeah, yeah.
Victory, and then like I do this and that. And I was just like, my mind was blown. I was like, are you serious? Like, are you serious?
I'm like, are you
you go to like church? And I was just like, that's so cool. Okay. Maybe my impression of this guy was totally wrong. And maybe I should get to know him more. And see who he really is. Like, who's the... And we, apparently, when we got to know each other more, we were so alike in so many ways. Like, without even talking about it. Like, you do that too. And, like, we're always late. And we're, like, always, like... You love comics too. Your favorite superhero is Batman as well. Like, what? Like, you know, all of these things that they're not huge, but they matter.
Yeah.
And when you're friends with someone, they're basically the little nuances that really keep everything together when it counts. So yon. And through Justin, I met Jaco, if I'm not mistaken. That's how we met, right, Jaco? Through Justin?
In the banyo. I believe so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it
in
was
the banyo
at, I think
in Shangri-La.
Poblacion. Oh,
I think it was
Shangri-La!
It was your dad's birthday,
Shangri-La.
Jax. I was just starting YouTube back then, so I was vlogging everywhere. And then I found out, I don't know why we were messaging each other, but we were... I was in Shang Mall and you were in Shang Hotel because you were there
Correct.
For your dad's birthday. And I was like,
Correct.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. Besides, somehow we were like, oh, let's meet up for a bit, whatever. And Danny was there too. Mm. I have a photo. I found it just recently. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The three of us in the banyo.
with your
selfies.
Gorilla.
That's what we do.
Yes,
with
you know,
your gorilla stand and camera, diba?
You think what? You think it's just girls who take selfies and stuff in the banyo? It's like guys also, okay? With
pero may mga gorilla pads naman kape. So, yun. Yun yung difference. No?
Diba? Medyo brusko ng
konti. No. Sige. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so that's where I met Jaco. And we didn't really talk much past then. And then I think I met you again sa
Poblacion
naman.
Yeah. No, because I realized that Danny is friends with all the halfies who I mostly manage. Being a halfie himself. And yeah, so that's the thing. Like, he's friends with all my friends. And I was just like, oh, wow. Okay, I know Danny Moynihan. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, And it's great because I actually get to see a lot. When I go on Facebook now that we're friends, I realize, oh, wait, Danny's also friends with this guy who used to be, you know, a good friend of mine back in the day and all that stuff. So it's funny how you guys mentioned that because we're all sort of connected. And I think...
You know what they say, birds of the same?
Bird are the same bird. No, just kidding. Birds of the same feather.
Make a good...
Feather duster. Good
feather, feather duster.
I was going to say birds of the same feather are the same bird.
Yeah, feather in, feather in.
But you know what's interesting is like me and Justin have parallels naman.
Yeah.
So like we... Our best friends are brothers. Well, we have another one that I don't know if we could even talk about. But anyway, that's another one of a parallel that we had. But I always tell people that parang si Justin's like a younger version of me in a sense that the belief systems that maybe minus obviously, you know, I'm not Christian. I'm Catholic. But
just also Christian, yeah.
An overall nice guy. You know, and I'm an overall nice guy. And it's hard to find those... individuals, right? It's hard to find those individuals who are just like genuinely nice people. And there are a lot, but they're hard to find because, you know, the people that you meet first are the people that are, you know, I don't know, like testing you. I don't know. Like they're just people that you're going to meet.
That really reminds me of the live I did yesterday with Pauline. We were talking about, because we had questions and one of the questions was self-esteem. And sabi ko, like, you know what, when you put out content or whatever it is you do, all you really have to do is be yourself and you will attract your people.
Correct.
You know, your tribe will find you is basically correct. What I'm saying. And
yeah.
And we found each other just by being ourselves, basically. Correct.
And I think that's what you want. And that's and that's what you want. You want to find your tribe. I like talking to people who are different because I'm interested, but I like being friends with people who are more like me because then I don't have to explain certain things. They just understand it.
Right.
And we go back to the bro at first sight.
Yeah.
From one of the episodes that we have here, right, with Jim. And that's how I feel. You know, like it may not be at first sight with Danny and Justin, but it was at first sight once you actually spoke.
At first talk.
You know, I think probably the first time I realized that Jacko and I could have a talk show together, it was the wedding of the younger sister of our common friend. So we're very close to the Borlongans. Jacko used to be the best friend, was sort of the best friend of Jonathan Borlongan. And I used to be the best friend of Chris Borlongan, his younger brother, right? And so their sister, Steffi, got married in Las Casas Filipinas de Acuzar in Bataan, right? And so we were there and, you know, it was a fun night. I had my vlogging camera and everything. And he was like, man, like, you're vlogging everything, aren't you? And I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it's the thing I'm doing right now. And the next thing you know, we end up on the beach together with Archie, actually. We end up on the beach together. Yeah, you know, like, so the party sort of ended.
Right.
And then the three of us ended up on the beach, you know, with a couple of drinks, just talking
until, like,
the night
away. The sun was up and all that.
Yeah, and I looked over at Archie and I'm like, this guy can talk.
yeah.
like, wow, this is still going. But yeah, and like, I remember it was that night that I was like, Jacko and I have a lot in common. And I see the leadership in him. And because, like, if there's anything that you know, college, government and stuff taught me, it was to really value, to spot leaders and to value them. Because more often than not, there's something deeper behind them, you know? More often than not, they actually want to help. They actually want to build. It's not just a selfish thing. But of course, that's college idealism, no? And hopefully that stays. But yeah, so I saw the leadership in Jacko right away. And I'm always, I really gravitate towards leaders. So sabi ko, yeah, this is great, man. Like, parang there was, I saw that there was something that we could do together. We didn't know what it would be yet, but something was, you know, bound to happen later on. And this
I totally forgot about that, but now I'm having flashbacks of just sitting on the beach and the sun is about to rise. No, but you know what it is? And see, that's another thing that me and Justin have in common. I love mentors. I gravitate towards maybe not leaders, but mentors. Mm. Towards people that I feel like, oh, I have a lot. I'm like that.
Sponge.
Yeah, no, I'm a sponge, but I'm like that person. I'm like that object that would, I'm like a magnet, right? But, and then if you're, if you're one person that it's gonna attract me towards you, and because yeah. you have that, you have something that I, you know, I feel like I'm gonna take away, and I want to give back something. So that's yeah. always my mentality. Like I don't always take; it's a give and take kind of thing. But there are mentors that I'm like, oh, I want to learn from this guy. You know, so it's similar. It's a similar thing again. Like, and I think that's what me and Justin have been pretty much working together, working towards this for yeah. like a good 3 or 4 years, just because. You know, we just learn from each other every single time. I mean, I could teach Justin a lot about social media and what he should do about his channel. And we always try different things. We did a walk and talk episode. We've been trying to do this podcast for over a year now. Maybe yeah, like almost 2 years. 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, so we keep at it, right? We keep at it because we're still learning from each other. We're still learning from that. And then now we add Danny, who I remember right after we called us three. I was calling Justin. And I was like, you know, Danny's our X factor. Like, I think we need to add Danny. Danny's that is not a loose cannon thing, but I think it's something different that not just because me and Justin are so wild card. There you go. Me and Justin are so alike that we end up talking about like philosophical, inspirational stuff. You know, that's what we end up talking, whatever topic it may be. But like you would still do the same, but you give us this like
different perspective,
you know, different perspective, different flavor. And that's why I was like, you know, Danny's our X factor. You know, I think this is good. And then I think that's when we tried the actual podcast, you know,
Danny's our CJ talaga.
And let the record state that a big reason why Danny is here in the first place is because he had the audacity to say, hey, if you want me on your show, let's do it.
Yeah,
it was something like that.
Yes,
you know what I mean. Correct. And like, I remember that day, bro. I was like, oh, shit, here he goes again. Here we go. Like, oh man. And then because Danny and I have been working together, you know, in different ways and forms,
shapes or forms
forever, right? And so I know all the great stuff, but alam ko din yung baho niya, alam mo yun?
Yeah.
And so I go, okay, because you know, before you take on a project, you think about that. You weigh the pros and cons first, right? And also, I was like, at this point, I was like, do I want to put a project in between our friendship again? You know what I mean? Because you can be great friends, but not great business partners, right?
True.
You can be really, really fun drinking buddies, but once it's time to you know push paper or whatever and grind it out, like your leadership styles could just clash, right? And I remember that day, I heard him saying, but it was a very humble, thankful,
it was almost a joking
sincere
kind of way.
No.
I said something like, I mean, if you want me on, then I would love to be part of it, you know?
Something like that. It was almost, something it was like very that. Sincere. It was very earnest.
Yeah.
So I go, okay. And then I was just thinking to myself in the back of my head, I'm like, okay, let's see where it goes. And then, you know, I mean, it's a partnership.
Ako naman, I was not expecting talaga. I was like, this is their baby, you know. But the reason why I was there in that room was I told Justin, I feel like I would love to do a podcast myself.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, if I helped you set up so I could learn.
That's why, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah,
but you know what? I to the CJ point though, I learned so much about the guy, right? The guy that you just hear as the third guy there, and apparently he's doing so much more than that. And I think just like CJ, the real CJ, like Danny is similar to me, like a jack of all trades, has a lot of talents, a multi-talented fellow, you know, like, and it's impressive because you always learn something new about him that you're like, wait, what? That you did that, or I did this? I put myself through. I mean, the guy put himself through college by putting up a business in school. Mm-hmm. You know, like that in itself speaks a lot of character. And I think that's what I'm so thankful with this show. And you know, even our other co-host on the live show, like Inca, right? It's great to meet people that you admire. And because when you're with them every episode, you're always in admiration of another person, right? Like, and it's great because we just have that kind of respect for each other. No matter where we started, we're here right now recording this episode.
Yeah.
And literally giving each other words of affirmation and all that. Yeah, but, you know,
this is what
great.
We do. This is what we do with our guests. It's nice to hear it from
I know. I was just going to say.
What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? What's that? Wow.
So I know. Shall we?
Affirmation vampires, but where is it? I need it.
I need it. No. But you know what it is? Like we do it so much for others, and I think you know what? That's what me and Justin have in common as well. Like we love appreciating people. Mm. Justin is one of those people that just appreciates so many people. That's why when we do it on the show, and I was telling my wife about it, like it just comes off so natural. It's not like we mean to like kiss ass or whatever because we have a guest. We just. It's genuine. Something that we've always... It's genuine. Yeah, we've always wanted to say it to our guests.
Mm.
We're fanboying.
Yeah, that's what we're fanboying.
No, but we're fanboying to our friends. You know what I mean? Yeah. To people we know because we've admired them so much because we gravitate towards greatness or towards something that's good. But we never got the opportunity to say it because it's just not a norm. You know? It's
and we want them to know how great they are.
Correct.
Know?
And how grateful
maybe
we are.
They don't always hear it. You know?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
And now we're hearing it for ourselves and I'm like, ganun pala yung feeling.
Ah, kaya pala kinikilig yung mga guests natin.
Well, to segue, this is why we wanted to do this episode, right? We wanted to turn the tables, as you may, to ourselves because we've been doing it for 5 episodes by now, I think.
More, I think,
Yeah. And no, I mean 5 of the new set.
Okay.
And like we wanted to try something different. And you know what? We wanted to introduce ourselves and talk about ourselves because we feel like we deserve it now to do it after.
About time.
No, just kidding. I think we just wanted to introduce ourselves because we wanted you guys to know who we are. Because we feel that, you know, it is also nice for you guys to know where we're coming from. Not because we want you guys to admire us or whatever. It's not even the case. We want you guys to know where we're coming from whenever we talk about our guests or talk to our guests.
Yeah.
It's important to know that. And we feel like this episode, you know, hopefully we can do more of this because it's nice to do when you know, you have a pandemic out there and you're feeling uncertain.
G2G, getting to know the guys.
Yeah, correct. So yeah, so today we're gonna play. Are we gonna play the so game?
Yeah. So before I begin, kung gusto nyo kiligin, mag-guest kayo sa show namin.
Yeah, actually, if you want beautiful words said about you, join us on one call.
So again, the mechanics are we can go about this two ways, right? So I have the card game. I have 52 questions. Maybe what we could do is I could pick a card and read out the question. We all have to answer the question. Or I'm sure you guys prepared some questions you want to ask. We could also ask those questions first before we do the card game. So what
do
you want to
do? We could do that last. I think we could do the question that we want to ask last. Let's do a few of those, you know, for fun. And who knows, maybe if this is fun, we could do another episode of So.
Yeah.
We've already introed ourselves. I think So... You know, at least when you see the podcast, like saying on call, and then the title is just So Episode 1. Episode 1.
Yeah. So G2G, Episode 1.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's what we have planned. Let's go.
I am picking the first card, and the question is, so, have you ever felt differently about a person after you had dreamt about them?
Whoa.
Jumped right into that.
dreamt about them.
You know what? I'll start. Because I love dreaming. The first thing I do when I wake up is to talk about the dream. You know, because I don't want to forget it. I forget who was similar to that. But anyway, we had someone on the show once. But I love waking up and then telling people, not people, like just like my wife or whatever, whoever's there. Because I don't want to forget it.
Yeah.
And so have I ever had a dream? So I guess the first part of that is have I ever had a dream of anyone and then had a change of... what's the question, Danny? It's like...
About how you feel about them.
Yeah. I mean, I've had people that in my dream, they were so mean. You know what I mean? They were so mean that I'm like... It doesn't fully change what I think about them, but definitely, you know, you have this thing in your brain now of them being mean. So in a way, yes. Anyone else?
Justin?
You know, interesting about the dream thing. Before, I'm the same, Jaco. I used to like logging my dreams. And sometimes, let's say you wake up at like, I don't know, let's say you fall asleep at maybe like 11-ish, 1-ish, and then you just randomly wake up at like maybe like 4-ish, 5-ish. And then you think to yourself like, oh man, that was a pretty awesome dream. So what I did was I would get my phone and I just recorded like a voice note and I'd be like, all right, so I just dreamt that. Yeah, no. I mean, so Inka and I were doing the show, right? And then there was like this big catapult. and then the catapult, there was a car. I don't know why. But and then what nails? What? Oh yeah. Inka, she had like colored nails, and then it scraped on the car. I don't know. I used to do that, and then like I need to find those. So I've had a lot of like dream logging experience, and I don't know. You know what? Probably not. I don't think my mind has ever been changed about people. If anything, I would just become more fond of them because, like, if we had an adventure together in my dream, then it's like this false sense of camaraderie that we've built, right? Then there. So maybe, probably. Yes. You, Dan.
I guess I want to be honest in answering this one. I don't dream often. So whenever I do dream, it's a surprise.
Wow.
It's maybe like once a month. That's how rare it is. Mm. Like, I'm not a dreamer. I mean, in that sense, right? But my most recent dream, truth be told, was about my ex.
Mm.
And like, you, okay, so... according to psychology, right, dreams are a combination of your imagination and what happened throughout the day. That's what they say, mm-hmm. right? So I usually, when I do dream, it happens so rarely that I research the meaning of the dream. Like, so I go to Google, then I type, I dreamt of this. GTG. What does it mean? Diba? Like, cause usually dreams have meanings, diba? So I researched dreaming about an ex, and this is what came out.
Yeah.
So it says, according to relationship expert Terry Arbuch, who spoke to Women's Health, dreaming about an ex could mean that you are looking for closure.
Oh. Could mean, not necessarily, but it could mean
you're, well, the truth is we kind of ended things before the lockdown happened.
Yeah.
Like maybe a week before the lockdown was announced.
Yeah.
So when the lockdown was announced, yun na yun. Like, wala na talagang contact after that.
Kailangan talaga
may closure, to be honest.
And you guys were together for how long again?
For almost 3.5 or more or less 3 years.
So like something like 3 years, and then all of a sudden you just stop talking, like bam.
Yeah, after
cold turkey.
And you couldn't really even meet each other because, you know, you can't because it's like locked up.
Yeah, yeah.
So parang meron talaga. And then there's this also thing that I read. Is it true that if you dream about someone, they dream of you? Diba? So although there can be some truths when you dream about someone that the person is thinking about you, perhaps you were thinking of the person that you dreamt of, him or her. But the original answer is, psychology says that if you dream about someone, it means they are thinking about you.
Psychology says that if you're dreaming about someone, they are thinking about you. That sounds like a...
I don't think that's something that psychology would...
Yeah, that's not a very scientific... Like, you can't measure that. I mean...
Yeah, Wikipedia...
Yeah, Wikipedia. Why are you using Wiki? Kasi?
No. I'm reading it from...
No, Wiki answers pa eh.
I'm reading it from Quora. Quora. Like,
You know what? I think, like, here's my theory in dreams, right? Oh, yeah. Here's another funny connection. We're all psych majors.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I made a paper on it before. The whole idea is that dreams are manifestations of the extra things that your brain is just processing, but you don't really mind, or you don't necessarily mind. So there, it's like in my head, I kind of look at it as, you know, you've seen it because your sensory, you know, your like eyes, ears, you know, smell, you've kind of had that image of it, but you just didn't notice it because it's in your peripherals. Sorry, there you go, peripherals.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the stuff that happened during the day or that you've watched that you
exactly. never...
And then your brain, because these are kind
constructs
of...
constructs a story.
Correct. It's a fraction. These are fractions that your brain is trying to make sense of. And I mean, obviously, this is just me. That's my theory.
No, I agree, though.
Because normally when I dream, it's something that I have seen really earlier or something. What makes me interested is if there's something there that I knew wasn't in my week or in my day. And then I'm like, why would I dream about that person? You know, but the other stuff, like I remember I dreamt about, let's say, witches or something like that. And then I was watching a documentary on it, you know, falling asleep because of it, you know, something like that.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But then, you know, so normally what I do is I tell the dream when I wake up because I want not to remember it. I want to remember it, but also to see... to break it apart, right?
Like, right.
I probably dreamt about this because of this. But then you have the outliers. Now you're not sure why.
Yeah.
And your subconscious, I feel like that one came from your subconscious and your that.
Imagination.
I mean,
Exactly. I mean, we could talk about this the whole day, but I think we got to get to a next card.
Right. I just want to end that with, like, I don't know if you remember John Calob. Me and Justin would attend his talks. And parang he mentioned, like, your mind's barrier toward your subconscious. So basically, when you're fully awake, your mind has a barrier to your subconscious. But when you're 30 minutes just waking up and 30 minutes about to go to sleep, that's when that barrier is down, and that's when you can incept thoughts into your subconscious.
Correct.
And that's what will help you move to action when you do wake up or when you're fully awake. And okay. I think that's in the founder, that's what he did. You know, McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like he would play a tape of affirmation before he went to bed and
sure. That. Sure. Sure.
All right. Next card.
Next card.
So what one thing your ex has probably missed about you? Ano ba yan? So, ano ba yan?
What are the odds? What are the you
we
can't
said,
you can't write this.
Let's start with me because one I'm married na.
Oh, what's the question again exactly?
What is one thing that your ex probably misses about you?
I would say, like, you know what, one thing I like doing is that I want people not just my ex or anything. I want people to know me the same way other people know me. And you know what I mean? Like, because that's just character. That's who you are, right? So that's what I always, you know, try to be my best at, right? Like, so I'm not trying to put that forward, but, you know, that I just try to be me, right? You just be, you bravely become you, right? And you don't care what they think. So I'm, as a lot of you guys know already, I'm usually late or I stutter or, you know what I mean? Like, I talk a lot, which is mostly what everyone knows. But I think what people, I want, like, what I think they miss about me is that I'm very thoughtful, that I do like asking, you know, genuinely, hey man, are you okay? Not, I don't call my ex man, but like, I'm just like, hey, are you okay? You know what I mean? Like, I really do things that I want them to feel that, hey, look, I have your back. I care about you. I don't know. I think that's a very self-serving question. You know, just to...
It's the question alone,
right?
But that's it. Or maybe, I wouldn't say my jokes, right? I've probably...
maybe.
But yeah, I think it's just me being, you know, like a good guy. You know what I mean? Mm. Because I think that's what people normally... Like, if you're... I mean, I wouldn't want to claim it, but... Because I think these are things that other people would say, right? Except for me, because that used to be my tagline on, like, the vlog, right? I'm good, man. You know, but
yeah.
I love to think that I try my best to be kind and I try to be good. Mm. And I feel like when you don't have that positivity of a person in your life, you do look for that. And that's why a lot of people, you know, who are very troubled, they seek out that goodness when they're down, right? They need that person. So if you're not there anymore, and I hope, of course, like, all the people are happy, right? Regardless. So I think, like, once in a while, they'll miss that. You know, they'll miss the kindness, the kind words, the words of affirmation we've been talking about, you know, something like that. Then we'll go to Justin, because I think this question
Justin?
Is made for
made for me? How is it made for me?
No, for Danny. It's made for Danny.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's like, okay. Man, it's so hard to answer that question because, like,
without being self-serving.
Exactly.
You know,
and it's also like, the reason why you're not together is because you broke up. You broke up for reasons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you broke up for those reasons, then it's like, maybe what they remember is the negative stuff, you know? I don't know. But so for me...
Wait, are you bad with the people you used to date? Are you?
No,
like,
no. We're pretty cool. Yeah, we're pretty cool. Actually,
yeah,
all of us.
I'm the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And oddly enough, that's another thing me and Justin have in common.
That's how I am too.
What? Yeah. Okay. Yes, okay. I'm gonna drop it. So the one thing, well, the other thing that Jaco and I have in common is that we have exes who are sisters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Our best friends are brothers.
Yeah,
and our exes are sisters.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Man, but this is all high school stuff. And if you think about it, like, that was forever ago. Anyway, so to answer the question, if I had to guess, it would, I mean, obviously my chiseled jaw, right? I mean, not kidding. It would be, it might be just, I guess, how I would stand for them. I'm like, like, if I'm in a relationship with you and, like, it, you know, we've established you're my girlfriend, you're my girl. I'm a fight for you, girl.
Hey.
I'm a, you know,
I'm a ride.
I'll move things around for you, girl. I don't know. I have this, like, I think of like chivalry, I guess. I really love heroes, and I love the thought of being a hero, right? So I always wanted to however I could, be a hero to, you know, whoever I was with.
Be their Superman.
Something like that. Yeah, of course. in my own little way, no. So maybe it's that. Maybe it's that.
I'm not looking forward to answering this question. But I feel like my answer will make a lot of sense. Okay, so for me, what do I think my ex would miss most about me? I think it would be the fact that, again, this is such a self-serving question, but that I'm selfless and understanding.
Selfless and understanding.
I'm very, very understanding and very, very selfless, which I can't say I'm the same anymore. Not that it's a bad thing that I'm not as selfless or that I'm not as understanding, because I feel like it was a bad thing that I was too selfless and understanding before, if that makes sense. I mean, like, being understanding and being selfless are not bad traits, but to a certain degree, right? When you're too understanding and when you're too selfless, then you lose respect for yourself. And when you lose respect for yourself, that also isn't attractive for whoever you're dating, right? And what I've learned from like a lot of the self-help mentors and self-development people I've been listening to throughout this lockdown is women are attracted to the men who can draw a line, basically, and stand up for themselves. People also, women in general, they test men, right? And they don't test men they don't do it on purpose. But it's just feminine energy to test their partner to see if that's the kind of partner that they really want to end up being with for the rest of their life. So it's like a subconscious way of how women are. They don't do it on purpose. And these tests, if you fail, will more or less likely make you unattractive as a man. Mm. And one of those tests usually are, if you respect yourself enough to tell me no if I do this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't tell me no when I do this, then I push the boundary more and more. And the next thing you know, I'm doing things that I really should not be okay with. But because I've let you slide so many times, that's where you end up, right? So I guess me being selfless and understanding, I've kind of toned that down. So maybe that's what she would miss about me. But it's also something that she'd probably be happy to subconsciously that I'm not anymore.
And you know what? I mean, I would say this though. Like, I think you shouldn't tone it down. I think, you know, there's no such thing to me as something that's so kind or so good or so understanding. I think you're great for being that. I think you deserve someone who would be appreciative of that, you know, rather than like someone who's like, and nothing against obviously your ex or anything, you know, that's just what she was looking for, right? But I believe in like you're finding the right fit. You're not trying to find the same person, you're trying to find the right fit for you. You know,
and God's best, Max.
Amen. Yeah, no. And I think you being very understanding, not too understanding. Again, you're very understanding. You're very, you know, you're a kind soul, you know, and that's really good. And you shouldn't really tone that down. You have to be smart about it. Doesn't mean you're gonna be any less understanding. It's just that you gotta be smart about it. You know what I mean?
And respect myself, I guess.
Correct. So that doesn't mean you're gonna make it less. It just means you are gonna be smart about it. Being smart doesn't negate the fact of who you are. Right? You just know that, okay, there are people who take advantage of it or whatever. Anyway, I just wanted to include that.
And I don't know, because you can be understanding. You should be understanding. But it's what you do with that understanding. I think that's what counts also. It's you know, like, you know, I will not stand for this. This is something that is against my, you know, my own moral compass or something.
Huh? When to draw the line.
Well, yeah, when to draw the line. And it's about standing. It's about, I think more than anything, it's about standing for things, you know? It's if you stand for certain principles. I stand for love. I stand for service. I stand for these things. And so, for example, if let's say, and of course, this isn't about your ex or any of our exes, but let's say random person, if you're listening, and you have a significant other who is really, really rude to waiters. And for you, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself. Say, hey, that's yep. a person. You know yeah. what I mean? It's that. I mean, ideally, you both have these moral ideals that you're trying to uphold yeah. together.
So you set boundaries for what yeah. is okay yeah. for you. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. yeah.
And together. You respect it, you know. Yeah. And I think that's part of the relationship, is that you respect that, and you're willing to, you know, move it a bit if it means that it is really hampering, you know what I mean? Like, you have yeah. to learn how to adjust, but not that one, you shouldn't adjust too much as well.
Exactly.
Because that's also detrimental to who you are. So that's why you're looking for not a perfect fit, but the right fit.
Yeah.
A complementary fit.
Complementary fit. Mm-mm. I believe that that's the best relationships, if we're complementary rather than alike.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I agree 100%. Respect. Respect talaga. And it goes both ways.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Correct, correct. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay, next card.
Next card. Next card.
Okay.
So, what's a character trait? Wow, okay. You hope you'd never pass down to your children.
Oh.
Okay, see, that's a good, that's good, a good question. After we've affirmed ourselves
yeah.
pretty much for an hour, now we have to break that whole
Anong
thing.
Anong pangit naman? Bakit ka mabaho?
Yun. who wants to take this one first?
Oh, Danny,
we can still
muna.
Go the same route. Yeah, oh, Danny,
okay, okay,
first.
Okay. So, what's something that I wouldn't want my kids to have as a character trait? I think my biggest struggle, okay, so, and this is something that I just want to expound a bit, because I think I said this in an old episode na before, but character traits and personality are two different things, diba? Like, character traits are those embedded in you that are hard to change, like a climate, and personality is something easy to change, like weather. Weather changes every day. So this question is asking who I really am, a character trait of who makes me Danny that I don't want my kids to have, right? And I think one of the biggest character traits that I consider not positive about me is I kind of lack empathy. And that's something I discovered. Like, I find it difficult to empathize with people. I'll give you an example. This is super interesting. Like, there was one time when my friend invited me to his place, and he had like a box of like 8 ensaymadas, right? He had a box of 8 ensaymadas. So we walk in, we're the guests in the house. He offers the box over. He's like, dude, you have to try this ensaymada. It's the best, like super good quality. So I take one and I eat it. And I'm like, wow, bro, this is really good ensaymada. So after I eat that, I take another one and I eat it. And then he takes one, he takes a knife, he cuts it in half, and he eats half, and he wraps the second and puts it back in the box. And I'm like, okay, bro, but why did you only eat half? Are you on a diet? And he's like, oh, well, I have like 7 siblings, and you already ate 2. So I kind of have to save half for the other sibling. And my face just dropped. I was like, oh.
Well, no, I mean, I don't think that's lacking empathy, dude. Like, yeah. I think that you lack emotional quotient. Like, I mean, sorry, it's EQ. What is EQ?
EQ, yeah, emotional quotient, I think.
Yeah, so, yeah. But this is one of, like, many things that happen. Like, this is
the best example I
can give.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, the reason, and I don't mean to cut you off, I just don't want people to think that you lack empathy. I mean, empathy is a word that's been thrown around this whole quarantine, right? Also, you're not a sociopath, so I don't think I don't think that's that. I think you lack, sometimes it's social cues that
it's cultural also.
It's cultural, yeah, exactly.
So okay, so this is what I wanted to explain. I think I can attribute it to two factors. And you know, in psychology they call it nurture versus nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
part of what makes you who you are is what you see around you, and you adapt that. And then part of what you are is what you inherit from your parents, these type of personality. So I feel like the two factors that really affected me is, number one, I'm an only child. So technically, everything is mine. You know, all of the ensaymada is mine, or this entire chicken is mine. Like, I never had the concept of having to share or having to set aside for anyone else. Right? Sure. That's number one. Number two is I was also raised in a very European culture. Right? I went to an international school. And there was this other example that I was about to say, like, you know, the Filipino way of tara, kain tayo, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So the first time when I moved to CSA, which is a local school, I came from an international school, moved to CSA, and it was lunch break and it was hallway. Everyone had their baon. I was a new kid, this half British European guy from international school. And then everyone's eating their baon, and I didn't have baon because I was used to just eating at the cafeteria. And they were all like, Dan, kain tayo. And I literally was like, okay, took the chicken out of their baon and ate it. And he looked at me like, "Ang ginagawa mo? Like, sabi mo, kain tayo. So, I'm eating."
That's terrible. That's terrible.
It's really bad. It's really bad. Like, so, it was just probably because I, culturally, like, you said, let's eat. I'm gonna act accordingly. Like, I didn't know that was, like, a
politeness. I still don't think it's a lack of empathy. I think, you know, empathy is, you know, a lack of feeling for, you know, trying to get what the other person is feeling. Right?
Yeah.
But when you said that for the first story, that when you realized what it was, you knew what it is. So you reacted.
I felt bad. Yeah,
you felt bad. Yeah, you're not lacking remorse, or you're not lacking.
Maybe the second one, though, that's an empathy thing.
The second one, yeah. maybe not a lack of it. Maybe you need to be more empathetic.
But you're also a kid when that happened. Like,
yeah, and
I
didn't know that was a cultural thing. I thought he was literally just telling me to eat.
I mean, that was like, what, grade 6, right? Something like
that.
Yeah,
more or less.
Yeah, so I mean, so that was way back when. The question is if you're still like that today.
Oh, definitely not. And I'm a very stubborn person. You know, like, it takes a lot of swaying before I agree. And you know this, Justin. That's probably why we're still friends. Is because you understand this about me. And the reason why I know Justin knows this is there was one time I was arguing with a friend. And Justin had to explain this to that friend. And I heard Justin explain it. And I was like, "What? Justin really understands me. Like, he knows who I am." Like, basically, Justin was like, "Here's something you need to know about Danny, okay? Danny's not gonna listen to you unless you are an authority. Unless you are an authority in the topic of discussion, okay? Like, he's gonna argue his way out of that conversation and he's gonna think he's absolutely right unless you have some sort of authority in the topic. In which case, if you do, he will really shut up and listen. And he really does listen, you know? But if you're not, oh man, have at it. You know, he's gonna argue till the sun comes up, right?" And so when it comes to that, like, it took Lacafella. So I'm part of this band called Lacafellas, and they're all older than me, and I consider them all my kuyas. It took all of them, like, they had to do an intervention. They sat me down and they're like, "Danny, this kind of attitude is not okay." And these are what, like, 7 grown men, different walks of life, different professions.
Telling me.
And you can't really be a professional or an authority in personality, can you? Unless you're like super PhD psych major, right? But the fact that they were all different people and they all agreed that what I was acting like was wrong, that was enough to convince me I need to change. And I need to work on that. And I'm proud to say that although there's still nuances. It's like an injury. When you have an injury, you can't get rid of it. All you can do is strengthen the muscles around it. You know what I mean? So I would like to say I strengthened the muscles around that kind of character flaw of mine where I'm more aware and I'm able to control it more, but it's still there, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah. But you know, you're a great person, Danny. Just
thank you.
Yeah, just wanted to say.
So that's what I don't want my kids to inherit.
You don't want them to inherit what exactly? Like, if you had to put a name to it.
Lack of that. If you
like
don't
social,
call it
maybe it's like lack of, you know, having better social cues.
I guess, but I'm very, like, good with people. That's the thing, eh? Like, I'm really good with being in a social situation. It's just
But it's different when it's okay. I'll give you an example. When we do have guests, normally we look at Danny because he would be asking something like, you know, I don't know, we had a
stupid
guest
ass there. Questions.
Yeah, now we're kind of like, wait, what? Why would you ask
research,
that question?
Fatty.
Yeah. I would have attributed it to you not researching, but now I know, you know, it's just...
Well,
it's
I guess
thing.
This is like, that's why I'm really grateful for this episode as well. So you guys
you can
get
explain
to
it. I got to understand it. Yeah, still, you need to research, Danny.
Yeah. We're all grown-ups here, bro.
Yeah. So that's for me.
Okay, I'll go next and then Justin can wrap that up.
To me, it's easy. I think it's indecisiveness. I mean, I'm very indecisive. I'm very ADD. Like, most of the time, I don't know what I want. Or I do know what I want, but I'm not sure if I want it. So then I'm very indecisive, right? So I think that part really hampered a lot of confidence in me as well. Because I wasn't sure things, you know, obviously I wouldn't do it. And then I realized, I should have done it. And, you know, so I want my kid to be confident with whatever he has, whatever talents he has. I want Jacob, my son's name's Jacob. It's basically Jacko with a B.
the second Jacko. Jacko yeah, A, Jacko B.
Jacko B, yeah. Also, it was my tribute to Kobe Bryant. So his name has Kobe in it.
Yeah, Jacob Ethan, right? So Jacob Ethan.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Jacob Ethan or Jacob E. And then the, you know, De Leon, right? You know, if you're in the States. But yeah, I don't want him to be indecisive. I think I want him to know what he wants. I want him to be, you know, skilled enough to get what he wants. And I want him to be confident. It's something that I, you know, I didn't have for the longest time. It's something that, you know, in one way kept me from achieving so much that I could have done so many things if I just discovered that confidence in me early. And if I was a little bit more decisive. So I want him to have whatever it is that I never got to get, right? Yeah, because I mean, I'm sure I could give him a lot of pep talks about like how to do this and that, right? But if you don't have the confidence to do it and you don't take the step, then all that becomes, you know, you get to do it maybe later on. But yeah, indecisiveness. How about you, Justin?
But to be fair, when you are decided on something, it's...
No, that's the thing.
You're a spear.
Exactly. But that's one out of like 10 times, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I will achieve...
Are you a Gemini?
I'm a Gemini, yeah.
Oh! Okay.
I'm a Gemini sense. Cancer cusp. So...
Yeah, Geminis are, right? They say that they are correct. One and the other. They don't know.
And here's the thing. I'm a cusp, right? So I'm a Gemini cusp. But I'm so indecisive that whenever... I look at the horoscope. The way I do it is that if I don't like one, I'm like, oh, I'm a Cancer today. Or I'm a Gemini today. Yeah.
Just a workaround.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. But I love... Now I'm a little bit more decisive, but Justin's right. Like, when I want to put my mind into something, I'm a spear, right? Yeah. But so many things that I could have done and it could have opened doors. But then again, you know, I don't regret anything because... I'm here now. I'm happy. And I, you know, it's fun to look back when you want to see how far you've gone.
Yeah.
And you only look back. Well, actually, you look back because you want to get some stuff there, but you never live in the past, right? You want to live in the present. Mm. You want to work towards the future and you want to look back to see how far you've gone. Smart that thing. How about you, Jess?
Meet the Robinsons, right? Keep moving forward.
Correct.
Character trait that I don't want to pass down to my kids. I don't know. I was listening too intently to you guys. It's how good of a friend I am. I didn't have time to think about my answer. Okay, to be candid, I would say my tendency to use foul language.
What?
Foul language. What?
Foul-mouthed beast.
Foul. Yeah. Yeah.
The amount of bad language that I hear from Justin Carino is like one every 1,000 words, you know, like, and he apologizes for it, you know, I'm so sorry.
Feels
sorry.
Bad. It's a long day. He feels so bad.
Yeah. What are you foul language?
Yeah. Because it's ugly, bro. I mean, if you think about it, it's an ugly part of your attitude. You know what I mean? Like, if you just go to town on it, you know what I mean?
In 4 years or 3 years that I've known Justin, I've heard probably six bad... I could count with 10 fingers how many bad words I've heard from Justin.
Yeah,
they're called bad words for a reason, I guess.
But to be fair, man, you know, I mean, like, when I was in high school and very much, you know, didn't care much about what the Bible had to say about my life and whatever. When I was in high school, I loved to curse. Like...
Yeah.
Maybe around like third year, fourth year or something. About my third year. You know, I remember as in like it was a bad word in between. So the actual words I wanted to say were always sandwiched in between bad words. that's how I used to be. And like, and it was bad. I mean, I spoke it in a way that it sounded cool. It sounded hip, you know, it sounded fun. But also, like, you don't have to talk like that. You know what I mean? Because,
yeah.
I don't know, I grew up in an all-boys school, pretty much. As Danny said, you know, like, I was in all the parties and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my idea of a good time before was, it was always green jokes, you know, drinking, and like that. It was a party, and that was the culture that I knew, right? And it was only later on that when I went to, like, youth service and stuff, and I was already like 20, 21 at that time. And like the kids that were there, they were like maybe 15, 16. And I saw them laughing so hard and having so much fun and not cursing. and not throwing any sexual innuendos around or whatever. And I was like, posible pala yun. You know what I mean?
It's possible.
And yeah. And I was like, it was so amazing to me. And ever since, you know, I've been, just God willing, my life is like that. It's joyful. It can be fun and interactive and not necessarily have to be obscene, right? That's always the goal. But of course, you know, when Danny pisses me off, like, or, you know, like when something, you know, it's usually that. Like if I'm really upset, and especially if I haven't eaten, if I'm hangry and I'm caffeinated, that's usually when, you know. You know what I mean? And then after that, I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, Lord. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said that, you know.
Yeah.
Because our words are really meant to build up, right? If they're not used to build up, what are we using them for? So there's, for me, it would probably be that. It would be my tendency to switch to that.
My first swear word was at the age of 21. So it was the age where you realized that it was okay not to swear, that I realized masaya pala to. Masaya pala to.
Actually, the time that
pwede pala to?
Now that I think about it, the first time I ever met Justin, or I met, like, at least I just said hi. Was you were with friends and you were with Carla already. I just don't know if you guys were dating at that time. Yeah, it was on, there was a summer siren in.
I wasn't with Carla yet, no. You were in Summer Siren?
We were staying in the same house.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were still the, you know, party kids and all that. And we were selling hot dogs, sausages at Summer Siren. Yeah, so that's, I remember seeing Justin there. No, I just wanted to make that point because the moment that Justin stopped partying and all that, Danny started swearing and partying.
Pinas niya yung baton sa akin.
Parang you guys just mind melded.
Diba nga, like I was saying earlier in the podcast, I was really like, holy, you know, like, I can't believe this guy who's always drinking and judging. Oh. I was super judging him.
Now?
Tapos nung bumait siya, ako naman yun, hehe.
You absorbed it. But you know what? Okay, and that we're talking about that particular question is because I think we gotta be aware then, you know, as people, we gotta be aware that none of us are, no one's completely good.
Yeah.
But we want to strive to be as good as we can because that's the one thing that should never go out of fashion is, you know, being kind and being nice.
Yeah.
WWJD. That's why there's Christ in Christian. Right?
Yeah. So I think that is, you know, you gotta live your best life.
Live my best life.
And just don't be a dick to people, speaking of language, right?
Like, yeah. Excuse my French.
All right. Now, speaking of, well, we went overtime. We said we were going to go and do an hour. We went overtime. I guess, you know, that's just what we are, right? We love to talk.
Yep.
And I really hope that you guys enjoyed that. And, you know, I personally actually and quite honestly enjoyed the past hour and a half.
Same.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Because it's not the free flow that we do every Wednesday on our Facebook, the Justin, Jacko, Danny, and Inca On Call Live. We had an idea. We knew what we wanted to talk about. We just ran out of time, and because we ran out of time, we just like, you know what, we want to keep talking, and we because we enjoyed it, right? So this is very different. You know, again, we're trying to find who we are and what we're doing in this world or in this podcast world. And so we hope you enjoyed that because we enjoyed it. And I think we want to do more of it, maybe in a few more episodes.
Let us know if you want more of it.
Yeah, if you don't, let us know. So we'll stop.
We'll be quiet.
Yeah.
So it's called On Call. Should we just like call someone for like 10 seconds? Just say hi and then bye.
You know what? What if we get one card and we should do this in the future? Call Inca if she's going to pick up and ask her one of the questions in the card.
Yon. Okay.
Okay. Let's do that. Just so that it's real quick, right?
Okay, game.
Remember this episode, guys, because I will go back to this one and I will go back to figuring out what Justin doesn't like about himself.
What?
Other than cursing, because he doesn't curse. I have to say, Justin doesn't curse.
Oh, by God's grace, you don't hear it.
I hope you guys learned a lot about us.
You know what? I had fun. At first, Justin called me about this and saying like, you know, hey, you know what? Let's do something like this, you know? And I was like, very, not against it, but I was just like, hey, you know what? Like,
I don't know if it's a good idea, but you know what? I had fun. And you know what it is? At the end of the day, this is our podcast. And yeah. This is what we want to talk about.
Yeah.
And it makes us feel good. We're happy about it.
We had the most, you know, heavy hitting guests today.
Correct.
Big guest.
Correct.
Of all time. Up. Mga juggernauts.
The pinaka, as Danny would put, delicado.
Delicado.
Yeah. Danny's so trying to push the delicado thing.
I know,
right?
It's so obvious now. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it. Like, every episode,
it doesn't even make sense.
Let's call
it.
What's a card?
What's a card?
I got it. Ready?
You gotta explain what it is.
Hello, Inka.
Hello.
Hi, Inks.
Hi.
Question.
So, describe a moment that made you feel like a real grown up.
Oh, there are a lot.
Well, first, that
when
comes
I bought my car.
Why?
Because I bought it on my own and felt so grown up of me. You know.
Wait. I don't like that question. Get another one.
So it's your final 24 hours on Earth. You're in great shape and have limitless funds. What do you do?
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. 24 hours?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to go to all the restaurants I've ever wanted to go to and eat.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Okay.
Order everything. Yeah.
Eh, paano kung first restaurant pa lang busog ka na?
Hindi. Pipilitin ko yan.
Bahala na.
Pipilitin ko yan.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Inka Magnaya.
Thanks, Inks.
Sorry, we were playing a card game of like, and we're like, oh, we forgot our show is called On Call. Let's call someone to make it, you know, to keep in the tradition
of it. Just make to tick it full the box. Circle.
Just to tick the box.
Nice. I love it. Good question.
Well, we're gonna end the show there. So thank you for picking up.
It's a Friday. I know, you know, we're gonna publish this later on, but remember on Friday, Sleeping Pill with Inka, okay? On Spotify.
Yay. Thank you.
Yay.
Woo-hoo. All right.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thanks.
It sounds like you're in the banyo. Are you in the banyo?
No, I'm in my room. I'm about to film some TikTok videos, actually.
Why is it so echoey? It sounds like there's like you're surrounded by tiles.
I'm surrounded by walls. It's my room.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, guys, tama na, guys.
It's like a, what's his name? Owen Wilson, kind of wow.
That's like a cat. Thank you, X, for picking up the call.
Okay,
and bye. Thanks.
Bye.
And see you on Wednesday.
It's called On Call, so we call.
Now we can put that on the title as clickbait.
Not the intention, but yeah, okay. Okay, and with that, final thoughts of the show.
Let's start with Danny.
Yeah, that was awesome, guys. Like, I guess I didn't know what to expect, but definitely I didn't expect that in a good way, right? Like, you know, I thought I knew Justin already, and I thought I knew enough of Jaco, but I think we said a lot of things on this episode that even despite how long we've known each other, this is the first time I've said it, you know? So it's like, if we have never talked about it, and we've been friends forever, for you listeners, that's really like a fast forward peek into our lives, diba?
Yeah. Danny still hates Justin, by the way.
And vice versa.
The tables have turned, diba? Ako naging mas bad boy. Tapos ngayon, love ko na si Justin. Ngayon, ako naman yung hate niya ngayon.
May bigote siya. And then he's got the long hair. He's got the Robin Padilla friggin' bad boy thing going on, right?
I'll go next. Final thoughts. Yeah, same. You know, I didn't expect it to be fun. I think, you know what? It's great to just let loose. I know it's not, again, it's not a free-flow episode. We did have something we wanted to talk about, and we did. And that's the beauty about podcasting. You guys who are listening to this right now, you're just listening to three guys talk about whatever, right? Like, and whatever it is they wanted to talk about that day. And so I hope you guys enjoyed that the same way that I enjoyed it, that Danny enjoyed it, that Justin enjoyed it. And yeah, no, I want to do more of this. I think this is fun.
Actually,
you know, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
We'll try to tweak it, make it better for you guys. But yeah, Justin? Yeah.
For me, yeah. Like, I mean, I've been saying this since the very first time we opened the microphone for this podcast, is that I love podcasts. And I think people are looking for people to talk to. I think that's always a thing. And so if you can listen in on someone's conversation that's interesting and, you know, you learn from, and, you know, for me, especially while I do the dishes or I'm running around, like, you know, jogging or whatever it is, like, I love it. So I really wanted to have an episode like this. And yeah, just so that you, our listeners, can get to know us more. And I really do consider this as a journey with our listeners, right? Because we're going to grow. This podcast is probably going to get tighter. We're probably going to churn out more episodes as we go along because we're more used to it and stuff like that. So if you're going to journey with us, I kind of wanted to make that formal introduction first.
Yeah.
Sort of. Friggin' 3 months down the line. But yeah, if you're listening to this, thank you so much. We really appreciate you even clicking that link, you hitting that play button, and you choosing to spend, whether it's 30 minutes, an hour, hour and a half with us. It really means a lot to me. I'm sure it means a lot to these guys as well. So So that's it. Expect more podcasts from this page. Expect more podcasts from us. Just talking, free-flowing stuff. And we want to know who you want us to put on the show as well. And if there are any topics that you want us to talk about. So feel free to message us online. Okay, it's at On Call with Justin, Jacko, and Danny. We should make a Twitter now. Mentang Instagram, Facebook. Twitter. I think we should make a Twitter already.
We should just make On Call. You know what it is? Like, go to our page, like our page. At least we know your thoughts. You could message us at our On Call Facebook page, On Call with JJD. You could do the same name on Instagram, and probably that's going to be the Twitter. But, you know, as Justin said, you know, we're developing, we're growing, we're discovering, right? And you can message us on our own personal pages as well, at Jacko De Leon for me, at Justin Carino for Justin, and at Danny Moyni. That's 1 N, M-O-Y-N-I. So Danny Moyni. And yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts, really, because Justin put it the best. I think we want you to grow with us, and we want to grow with you guys. So you're a part of this show just as much as me, Danny, and Justin, you know, and Inca on our Facebook are. So yeah.
Yeah, cool, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, that was fun. Next episode.
All right. Let's just not get guests anymore.
Just to add to what Jacko said, you know, that the show is about you as well. We do want to feature our callers on the show too, okay? And we have a number. We're going to figure out a way to maybe we'll announce beforehand that, okay, we're going to be recording, and then we'll have like a Zoom call or something like that.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So we'll definitely try something like that in the future. But we definitely want this to be a conversation too, like with you. So whatever you like from this episode, if there are any quotable quotes or things you want to know, please do post them online. Tag us. We'll reply. I'm going to send you a voice message most probably. We want to have a conversation. We're just, again, so thankful that you guys are here. So with that, this has been On Call with Justin,
Jacko,
and Danny.
On Call with Justin, Jacko, and Danny.
Yeah, bye, everybody.